Boeing 737 MAX 7 certification on track. Boeing's long-delayed Boeing 737 MAX 7 variant is on track to be certified this summer, according to FAA Administrator Brian Bedford. This progress will be welcome news to airlines awaiting delivery of their new MAX jets. The certification process has been delayed due to a required redesign of the engine anti-icing system. The 737 MAX family's shortest variant is expected to achieve full certification before the end of the year, with Boeing's timeline laid out in its Q1 2026 results. This is in line with the company's plan to boost production from 42 to 52 aircraft per month by early 2027. Southwest Airlines has firm orders for almost 270 MAX 7s, making up around 90% of commitments for this variant. The airline's delivery expectations have been revised, with zero MAX 7 deliveries anticipated in 2025. Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg expressed confidence that the MAX 7 and 10 would complete their final certification phase without any further hurdles. He also noted that both variants have completed over 80% of the required flight testing. The certification process has been delayed due to issues with the engine anti-icing system, which regulators say could overheat and damage the inlet under certain conditions. Boeing has since finalized a redesign to ensure temperatures remain within acceptable limits. Boeing's efforts to ramp up 737 MAX production have received approval from FAA Administrator Bedford. The plane maker plans to increase production from 42 to 52 aircraft per month by early 2027, aided by the launch of a fourth 737 production line at its Everett facility. The certification of the Boeing 737 MAX 7 and MAX 10 variants marks an important milestone for the aviation industry. It also highlights the importance of regulatory oversight in ensuring the safety of commercial aircraft. As the aviation industry continues to evolve, it is essential that manufacturers prioritize safety and reliability. The successful certification of these variants will help to restore confidence among airlines and regulators alike.